With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. Memorial Day was first instituted following America's devastating Civil War, but became more widely observed after World War I. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll hear music of remembrance and comfort. Hymns, anthems, and organ music by Paulus, Taverner, Dupré, Croft, and others will mark this solemn occasion. We'll begin with a hymn whose words were written a short decade after the conclusion of the Civil War by a surviving soldier of that war. Daniel C. Roberts wrote the hymn God of Our Fathers in 1876 to commemorate the centennial of the Declaration of Independence. George Warren composed a new tune for the text in 1892, and we'll hear it in an arrangement by George Ellis Mims, who leads the choir of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston. George Ellis Mims played the organ and directed the choir of St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston in his own arrangement of God of Our Fathers. Stephen Paulus's touching and evocative anthem Pilgrim's Hymn is next, and it's taken from his one-act opera, The Three Hermits. The text of Holy Assurance was written by Paulus's frequent collaborator, Michael Dennis Brown. We'll hear the choir of Trinity College Cambridge sing, directed by Stephen Layton. Pilgrim's Hymn by Stephen Paulus was lovingly performed by the choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Stephen Layton conducted. Isaac Watts's enduring paraphrase of Psalm 46 is engraved in many people's memory banks as the great hymn of strength and comfort, O God, our help in ages past. We'll listen to the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, as they sing, led by John Scott. Hugh Williams plays the organ.
Thank you.
John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in William Croft's tune St. Anne, setting the words, O God, our help in ages past. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The revival hymn, Beautiful River, was written in 1864 by Reverend Robert Lowry during the course of the Civil War. His words are based on the first verse of chapter 22 of the Book of Revelation, and the tune he composed is inextricably linked with this text. Dale Worland leads the Dale Worland Singers in an arrangement by William Hawley. Beautiful River, also known as Shall We Gather at the River, was performed by the Dale Worland Singers in an arrangement by William Hawley. The famous Adagio in G minor, commonly attributed to Tommaso Albinoni, has a somewhat cloudy provenance. It was reconstructed in the 1950s by Italian musicologist Remo Gizzotto from what he described as fragments of a sonata by Albinoni given to him by the State Library of Dresden not long after the end of the Second World War. Gizzotto initially characterized the piece as a reconstruction based on his knowledge of Albinoni's work. Later, however, he claimed it as his own original composition, further clouding its origin. In any case, it's a piece of serene beauty touched with a hint of melancholy, providing a somewhat romanticized view, perhaps, of what might have been the original composition. We'll hear it as arranged by duo organists Ken Cowan and Bradley Welch, who play the Cassavant organ at Broadway Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Organists Ken Cowan and Bradley Welch performed their duet arrangement of the Adagio in G minor, commonly attributed to Tommaso Albinoni. They played the organ of Broadway Baptist Church in Fort Worth. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn we know as the Navy Hymn, Eternal Father Strong to Save, dates from a similar period as our earlier hymns, this one written near the beginning of the Civil War. The words are by William Whiting with the familiar tune by John Backus Dykes. The Huddersfield Choral Society is led by Owen Hughes. Eternal Father Strong to Save was sung by the Huddersfield Choral Society. Owen Hughes directed, and David Bell played the organ. The collaboration of Michael Dennis Brown and Stephen Paulus resulted in a total of 16 compositions, including our next selection, one of Paulus's most lovely pieces. The Road Home is sung by the Choir of Royal Holloway, directed by Rupert Goff. The Road Home by Stephen Paulus was performed by the Choir of Royal Holloway, led by Rupert Goff. Soloist was Leilani Barrett. The sometimes spare compositional style of John Tavener lends itself to the simple and straightforward text of his Funeral Ecos, composed in 1981. The plaintive melody that rises and falls, along with a few common chords, creates a solemn and timeless quality. The Choir of King's College, Cambridge is directed by Stephen Cleberry in this recording.
Oh.
John Taverner's funeral ecos was performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Stephen Cleberry conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Following the premiere of Antonin Dvorak's Ninth Symphony in 1893, American composer and writer William Arms Fisher composed a song based on the English horn melody of the Largo from that symphony. It's often been mistaken for an African-American spiritual, but the tune was actually composed by Dvorak based on his love of that genre of music. Fisher's beautiful song has been richly arranged for men's voices by Diane Loomer, and we'll hear it performed by Cantus. Cantus sang Goin' Home, based on a theme from Dvorak's New World Symphony and arranged by Diane Loomer. The tragedy and human carnage of World War I is hard to imagine for most of us today. Much of Europe was ravaged, and among the most hard-hit areas in France was the area surrounding Verdun. In 1937, for the inauguration of a new instrument at Verdun Cathedral, the great Marcel Dupré composed his Poème Héroïque for organ, brass, and field drum in honor of all those who lost their lives there. It's a moving piece, depicting heroism not in the sense of victory, but in something deeper, in the realm of bravery. We'll listen to organist Paul Rideau, joined by the Dallas Wind Symphony, all conducted by Frederick Fennell. Frederick Fennell led the Dallas Wind Symphony and organist Paul Rideau in Poème Héroïque by Marcel Dupré. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to commemorate Memorial Day in the United States. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.